Well, hey everyone, here it is. It's my last show for a while on BBS Radio, and I was just talking to my producer, Dawn, and that's why I'm late, because we were talking about how it's kind of a bittersweet moment since I'm leaving the radio. And actually, it's amazing, but I've been on the radio for 3 whole years. Whew! But as I told Dawn, who I really want to thank for these years of wonderful support and collaboration, I'm not going away. I'm just going on vacation. I'm just going on hiatus for a while and taking care of some very pressing priorities, including apparently yet another missive from the Syrian High Council, which is about to start more 4 a.m. mornings, channeling more information for all of us. So what can I say? This is Beyond the Matrix, the program that dares you and will continue to dare you even when I'm not here to think outside the box of conventional thought and soar with the eagles in the free thought zone. And that's what you do. And that's what you're going to do whether or not you're listening to this show or not, because you are spirit warriors on planet Earth. And man, are we in the thick of it. So today, I don't have a guest. I thought as my last show, you're going to have to listen to me the whole time. Ah! And I'm going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, illusion, and how we're getting it from every source. And I truly believe that one of my missions in life, and certainly as a teacher, is to help people see through illusion. And it's not only coming from the power, and it's not only coming from the dark, it's also coming from our circles of, what are we? Light workers, spirit workers, whatever, however you want to define anyone that would be listening to this show. We still have so much coming at us and so much that we're throwing around back and forth that I am dedicated to trying my very best to help people stay grounded in whatever we could call reality and not buy into some of the phantasmagorical stuff that is coming out at this hour of huge shift. You know, by the way, let us not be confused anymore for the question, the perennial question, what's gonna happen? It is happening. We are in the shift. I think that pretty much everybody's starting to get a handle on that concept now, except for the ones that are still out there that are saying, well, as long as it's going to make me safe. That is one of the expressions and thought patterns that most drives me crazy in this life. As long as I'm safe, I will let them. And the list of what they're going to do is growing. We're going to be talking about that today on the show. So before I do that, and I plunge into my rhetoric, I do want to say, did you hear that bling, bling, bling? Let me just make sure that that doesn't happen again. I've been invited to come on Aaron McCullum's show on Blog Radio. That will be November 26th at 9:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it's going to be a 3-hour show. So thank you, Aaron, for the invitation. We're going to be speaking about dolphins and whales and Sirius and Atlantis. And apparently he is a kindred spirit and feels as passionate as I do about those realities and those memories. Because unquestionably, when it all fits in a row like that, dolphins, whales, Atlantis, Sirius, I just can't help but think that those are memories more than thoughts. Right, okay, I want to dive into some of the things that are on my mind as I leave you this last show and things that I want you to really get a handle on, things that you are going to have to look at very carefully. And for those of you who follow me on Facebook, I've been out there making it clear how I feel about these things. Illusions that are being sent to us. I'm going to talk about them, and I'm going to ask you, please, this last show, won't you call in? I had some great call-ins last time. was it, 2 weeks ago, my I'm as mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore show, which, by the way, resulted in a lot of people going out to their windows and calling out, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And for Carmel, who I know is listening, thank you for doing that in Greek. That must have been something very funny. I love it. I love human spirit rising. All right, so what has got me all worked up here about illusion is that there are a lot of people sending around channeled information, and some of it is getting pretty, I don't know, how can I say this, considering that I profess to be a channel, it's getting pretty sloppy. Back when Obama was running for president, I was getting a plethora of messages that I'm sure you got them too, that said Obama was an avatar descending from the ninth dimension, coming to the earth to save the earth from destruction and to save humanity from destruction. And of course, I have a hard time with that, and I got a little criticism because of it. I called people to consider that there were some basic problems with that theory. The preliminary problem, and perhaps the overriding one, is, and that is again what I want to discuss today, what do we need to be saved from? What is this saved idea? I just can't get my teeth on this one. The reason I bring this up is because I don't think Obama is an avatar. I don't think he descended from the ninth dimension. I don't think he is the reincarnation of Akhenaten, which is another one I just got the other day. He might be. But we just had this episode with the missile shooting out of the ocean, or appearing to shoot out of the ocean into the sky, down in Southern California. And it was a whole flurry of information. And a lot of people have been asking me what I think about it and what the Syrians say about it. And all this information about it was UFOs, UFO activity. And as much as we've seen so much UFO activity lately, really, that did not look like a UFO. So this woman comes on some remote TV station, who says that the Pleiadians shot a missile out of the sky to save the earth from destruction. This is on television. And everybody's all a flutter about this. Oh, thank God the Pleiadians are shooting down the missiles now. And they're going to intervene and save us. And here we are back to the save us theme. That save us theme is what is keeping us, helping us lose our civil liberties by the hour. And it's got to stop. This mindset that we need to be saved has got to stop. Saved from what? I would like to consider that and remind you that this is our reality. And by God, if you believe in reincarnation, you surely must know you came here on purpose now. You are here for a reason now. How about nobody has to come and save us? What we have to do is heal this planet, right the scales, balance out the energy, and be lofty human beings. Lofty. When was the last time we really believed in the loftiness of the human experience, the honor, the glory of what we're capable of as human beings? It's being beaten out of us as we get more and more of this rhetoric and fear-mongering and all of these terms that are being used for considering the kinds of things that we're being faced with at this moment. Now I'm calling on you, like warriors, to stand tall in your resolve and understand that what's playing out now is the great shift. We are in the thick of it. Well, we keep hoping and imagining and fantasizing about cosmos and all of these glorious events that are going to mark our ascension, not noticing that life is utterly different than it was 5 years ago. Compellingly different on many levels, on the dark and light levels as well. An example of this for me personally is that when I went to Toulouse. Toulouse, I was told, is a really tough audience. The French are very difficult. It's hard to get through to them, etc. I had the most amazing audience of very open people, such heart-centered, light-working, beautiful souls in that audience. 1,500 people. And as I've mentioned on other shows, this is happening more and more and more. Our numbers are growing exponentially. It is so exciting. But let's not get carried away with so many illusions and fantasies and misinformation within our circles of light that we lose the grounding of what it's going to take for us to hold this frequency, help the planet get through what we're going through. Because, man, I'm telling you, don't want to use a bad word. Let's say the stuff is flying. Yes, a couple of days ago, someone sent me an email that said that the Syrian high command had brought in all the motherships. And they were replacing everything that had been said in the Syrian Revelations books that I channeled. And that there was a new order now. And they would intervene completely in all Earth events. And I'm like, guys, light beings wouldn't shoot missiles. And command is not a word that the Syrian High Council would use. And I doubt any other beings that have accelerated out of this warrior land we live in, this 3D battlefield of darkness and light. Command? I don't think so. I don't like that word. And again, I call upon you to really be discerning with the information that is coming into you now. Be so discerning. Before you embrace something, and I include my work in that, truly, really, does it empower you? Does it call upon you to be grounded? To be discerning, to take it to its loftiest heights. I guess I'm making my point here, so I'm not going to beat the matter anymore, other than to say that another thing that I keep getting emails about rainbows around the sun, and this is Archangel Michael's signal of the divine hour of transition. And I don't want to be a party pooper, but halos around the sun and around lights in the sky are, when you see also a sky full of chemtrails, are caused by the reflections of the light refracting in those chemical oozing layers of chemical spray. So I'm all for it, Archangel Michael. Please show us your show yourself. But those halos around the sun and around the moon are very often from chemtrails. Please be grounded, because it's just as important to understand the chemtrail phenomenon as it is to take it to the higher side and say, oh, wow, we're getting signals from the higher sources and higher beings. And that also is happening. But let's make sure as much as possible, as best as possible, we are so grounded in truth that we can truly affect people who are still struggling, skeptics, people that are in denial, with grounded, solid information. That's what I've attempted to do in the book Beyond the Matrix with all of the, 17 interviews from this show, ranging from scientists like Michio Kaku to spiritualists in an attempt to help strike a balance so that the people that are still struggling with needing proof and needing to understand things in more scientific terms can embrace some of the amazing things that we're facing right now, i.e. disclosure, which I'm going to talk about again, the transformation of energy, the transmutation of energy, the fact that we are in a medium phase of, I don't know, what's the word? A phase of mediumship. As those veils go down, we are more and more receiving so much incredible information. So that's why I'm calling upon you to be sure when you share information as much as possible, walk yourself through it. Make sure that it touches you deeply. It makes sense to you in your grounded, totally here being. All right. Have you heard about... I don't know where to start this conversation because, you know, it's tricky talking without any feedback. I see you all out there, but it's hard not having a dialogue. Just talking. Who would have thought when I was a young woman and nobody wanted to listen to me that I would have this opportunity to not shut up? At any rate, something that I'm very concerned with at the moment is the deliberate intention for the people that are protecting us against terrorists to almost completely shut down all of our civil liberties. And it amazes me after some of the recent events, which are, by the way, daily now, that anyone with a brain could still say, well, as long as it keeps us safe, to what's going on. If you do follow my postings, you will know that I've been watching a lot. I'm concerned a lot about the airport scanners, the powers that have been given to the airport TSA authorities, and the ever-growing power. We're almost in a complete Israeli-type lockdown with regard to the airports. If you've been to Israel, you know how hard it is to get in and out of those airports. But it's actually, I think it's exceeded that now. So what we've got now is these scanners in the United States and some airports in Europe, I don't know about the rest of the world, where you have to walk through them with, I've been hearing that it's 20 times the normal exposure of a regular x-ray. And these machines expose you completely so that an image of behind and in front is completely visible, head to toe. All of your privacy completely stripped of you. And what they don't mention, although some people are talking about it, is how these machines scatter your DNA. I find this extremely interesting since my book, Syrian Revelations, talk about how we were stripped of 10 strands of our DNA way back when, at the time of Atlantis, the Syrian experiment, which I hope you've read by now. And if you aren't, Moy, it would make a great Christmas present for someone you love to read the books and wake up. And I say that I should have a little more humility about that, but the truth is, those of you who read those, have read the Syrian books, know that all of their predictions, all of the prophecies of these books that were given to us 10 years ago are now coming to light. So, at any rate, they talked about how the DNA was scattered. Barbara Marciniak also talked about that back then. And here it is again. As we are understanding that in this part of our transition, we are rebundling and re-memorizing what the scattered DNA that we have as so-called junk within us is really supposed to do. And that's the work I've been doing over the years with people, helping them activate that DNA. Here we have these scanners that are demanding, insisting that we must pass through them if we dare to fly, and they scatter DNA again. So here they are. They're back at it. They do not want us to have our DNA assembled. I don't know about anybody else, but that just gets up my nose. So this strong arm at the airports, a lot of people are reacting by saying, okay, great, I won't fly anymore. What a travesty. What a travesty that you will not fly and be a human of the world and that you will acquiesce to this power and sit in your house and try to figure out how to scrape together the money to buy groceries, which are accelerating at 50% a day, and all this bad news, and miss out on all the beauty that is this world. Don't do it! So many of the pilots, there are pilot associations now who are coming out against this scanner device and saying they absolutely will not, they won't do it. So you have what's called the opt-out. If you don't know about the opt-out, your choice is, if you refuse to take the scanner, walk through the scanner, you can opt out and let these nefarious agents pat you down completely. So as somebody wrote on my Facebook page, either you're getting raped by the camera or you're getting raped by these probing hands. It's very shocking that this is being allowed. That we are allowing this is very, very shocking. Well, I have a great idea. All you need is for hundreds of people on the same flight to opt out. Can you imagine the breakdown they'd have? In fact, I think there's an opt-out day being called for the day before November, which is one of, Thanksgiving, which is one of the most frequent flying days of the year. So I'm excited about that. Someone has the courage and the vision to call upon people to opt out completely that day and no one agree to walk through the machine. And by cracky, they won't be able to handle that. Now, when you get through this opt-out, either pat-down or x-ray smithering DNA scattering device, you will now find also at many airports stands where you can get your free flu shot. It's not free everywhere, apparently, but yes, it's true. The airport is quite a happening location these days. So you go through the DNA scanning machine. They whack out your DNA, you go over to the free flu shot, and God knows what they're going to zap you with there. So, yeah, it's definitely appearing to me that there is quite a crackdown going on this planet. That might seem like an understatement, but I want to keep it in the light of my message, which is you can take this information, you can take this experience and turn on your power. You can acquiesce to it and say, okay, I won't fly anymore, I won't do this, I won't do that, and shrink your world. Or you can say, okay, great. You wanted to pat me down? Here, go ahead, pat me down. And stand tall. Stand tall against the authority and let them see that power. And I am certain, I truly am certain that 6.7 billion human beings are who is in charge on this planet. So the trick is to stand tall in your power, to do it with elegance and eloquence, to help these poor, some of them are people that are stuck in these jobs. Some of them are loving it, to help them understand that this is a violation and to move forward. The idea that anyone would say, well, I just won't travel anymore, just really upsets me, because each step of giving up your rights is one more proverbial nail in the coffin. Think what was needed to acquire these freedoms. Of course, we're overseas in all of these wars, spreading democracy, and it's completely disappearing in our so-called free societies. Well, back on the airport thing, there's this little video circulating of an interview with a very strange character whose name is Neil Livingstone. I call him Dr. Livingstone, I presume, because he looks to me like an alien. After just what I told you earlier about being discerning about the information that comes through, I still tell you, this is one strange character. And he was being interviewed, of course it was Fox, so you take it with a grain of salt, but nonetheless, about the possibility that we will be soon required to wear control band bracelets on flights. If you haven't heard about this bracelet, this is something else. The Homeland Security is contemplating, and if they're contemplating it, that means you know that they're going to do it, right? Bracelets that would include a chip that would be given to you, or I would imagine clipped onto you or sealed onto you when you check in, that would identify where you are at the airport, any problems that you created. Who else knows what other kind of data will be on it? And they actually are considering, I know you're saying to yourself, poor Patricia, she's in the twilight zone, but no, it's true. They are considering having the ability to zap the bracelet with a sort of taser shock should you get out of hand. Now, when this man was interviewed, the newscaster, I use the newscaster term loosely, asked him, but what are you saying that people are going to have to be like cattle? I mean, we're going to have to be treated like cattle when we try to fly. That's just against our rights. And he said, flying is not a right. It's a privilege. And people have to understand that if they want to fly, they're going to have to follow the rules or something to that effect. And a number of us who heard that comment said, excuse me? Flying is not a right, it's a privilege. Who decides who are the privileged? I'd like to know what you think about that, and I'm just going to, while I talk on, let me just give you the phone number of the station again, 888, this is toll free from California, from United States and Canada, 888-815-9756. Give it to you again, 888-815-9756. I'd like you to call in and let's get a dialogue going here about what I'm talking about. All right, so I was talking about this character, Neil Dr. Livingstone, I presume. And I'll tell you what, it's really time to mobilize like we've never mobilized before. Now, the Pilots Association themselves are rebelling and bringing to the foreground the information about these tasers, these standing machines at the airport. There is interest in the mainstream. So please do everything you can to tell people about this, to support the television stations that are talking about it. I know I keep calling you to that service, but it helps instead of worrying about it or fearing it or deciding that you're not going to fly anymore. So what? The next thing will be you can't go on the subway. The next thing will be you can't have a car. It doesn't stop at the airport. This is a matter of decision. Where are you going to, what's the word I want? Draw the line, I guess. At what point are you going to say, no, I don't think so, and do it in power and do it in strength and do it in positivity? No can be very, very, very positive. Okay, I've got a call in. Let's bring her in. Denise on line two.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Denise. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah. I especially wanted to wish you the best on your new ventures and hope that you will stop by and do some more radio.
I
feel kind of lost not knowing you're going to be on each week.
Oh. You know, if more of you say that, I'm probably going to change my mind. I have mixed feelings. I thank you for for that encouragement. What is your question, Denise?
Well, you were talking about the scanners and the guy that was on Fox, and I think we all know that Fox hosts a lot of the, I call them different species, you know, definitely the station that has, you know, the newscast, but, you know, we see more people on there that issue control. And just like this scanner or this bracelet thing, you know, you only saw that really on Fox News.
Yes, but what is your point? Not to consider it valid because it's Fox?
Do you think, Patricia, that, I mean, that we're just going to be seeing more and more and more of this?
I think that as long as we, it's like the frog in the pot syndrome. You know the frog in the boiling pot story?
Yeah.
You put the frog in cold water, you slowly turn up the heat, turn it up, and he never jumps out until he's cooked. You put the frog in boiling water, he leaps out and arrivederci. So we are being massaged into accepting so much because it's a little piece of info here, it's a little notice there, and we just keep ignoring, and suddenly it's all in place. So as much as I question Fox, well, I question the whole bunch. I mean, is there any news that we're comfortable with?
Not really, but I think Fox is the worst.
Yes, I would agree with that.
You're right. No. There's not any news station that I'm very comfortable with in trusting any of their sources.
Right, at least mainstream. But if anything, the closest thing I've come to anything that's reasonably worth watching, it's Al Jazeera. But still, mainstream news is what it is. But
yeah.
I think by watching these blips, we get an idea of what their plan is. What is it? If it's being leaked to us, I don't just take it for face value and say, whoa, this is horrible. I say, why is this being leaked to us? What is the intention of this leak, and is it a monitor to see how we react? And I think that it's interesting that this leak has come out at a time when we're getting all this information about airport scanners. So what I'd like people to do is not be in fear, but not stop traveling, not acquiesce to the fear of the body scanners. Okay, you might have to choose to be patted down. My attitude is, knock yourself out, big guy. There's two ways to do this. One is my rights will be violated, or the other is, listen, pal, I'm getting on that plane. If you feel you have to do this, knock yourself out. And I really also believe that if you stand in your dignity, you will not be mistreated. Because deep down inside, go ahead.
The funny thing is, since 9/11, any time that I've traveled, I've always been the one that they pulled out to pat down anyway.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know why, but I've always been the one to be pulled out.
Me, you must be special. You know, Denise, I tell you what, we really have to have a sense of humor now, and it's not easy. These are some tough issues that we're dealing with, but we need an extremely strong sense of humor, the ability to understand the workings of what's going on and look at these people in the face. Sometimes when you just look at them deeply in the eyes and say, if this is what you have to do, I understand, they wave you on. This is the true moment where that ability to raise the vibration is going to make a big, big difference.
Patricia, I wanted to ask you this. Do you ever feel, I mean, this is what I'm having an issue with. Do you ever feel disconnected almost from, I would say, most of the human race? You look at them in a different way. And I know I'm human, but what I'm saying is I see such negativity that it's almost like I have to separate myself from it. I don't know how to describe it, but I feel like I have more you know, sympathy and feel more empathy for animals than sometimes I do humans. And that's really beginning to bother me.
Well, I have to say that I'm very blessed because I am around light workers and so many loving people a lot of my time between the sacred journeys that I conduct and the workshops and the conferences and whatever. But I make a very, very deliberate effort to hold away people who are committed to negativity. So it's like when I go out into the store, I'm actually selective about which aisle I'll go down because I know that woman and I'll get a smile out of her. And, I work very hard at keeping the reality of consciousness around me as high as possible because of the work that I do. I cannot be dragged down. But yes, there's a lot of violence in the world right now, and this is what we're being called to rectify. Is this Denise F?
Yes.
Sweetheart.
You can tell by my accent.
Well, honey, I forgot. Thank you for calling in on this special day. Listen, Denise, you have the power and the wisdom and the incredible intellect. I mean, we're so in sync on so many things. And if you're feeling that way, that it's just too intense, just know that it's going to get more intense and you will be called upon to raise the vibration of everything around you. And yes, the animals, I have so much empathy for animals, it's getting almost unbearable because you can feel their innocence and their helplessness. And
Patricia, I know you know how I feel. It is, I am so connected with the whales and dolphins that I feel their sadness. And some days it's just overwhelming for me. And I don't understand how people cannot feel what I'm feeling. And some days are very difficult.
Well, I tell you, as you know, I also feel deeply, and sometimes it's overbearing. My relationship with the whales and dolphins is sometimes overwhelming. And people tell me they're full of joy, they only know joy, they only know light. That's not true. They know suffering just like we do, and they're suffering a lot. But any animal protectionist or healer knows sometimes you've got to step away and say, okay, I'm getting too emotional here. I have to create enough distance where I can have power to affect change. And this is the hour of the human cetacean reconnection. This little baby dolphin that I've been blasting out to everyone, you know what I'm talking about?
Nipper. Yeah.
This little there is something about this little baby that is beyond the normal dolphin. I just feel that he's a little emissary. And when you look in his little eyes, there's something big going on. And my book, the next one that's coming out, is about the hour of the human cetacean reconnection. And the good news is that I think we're going to be speaking, that all of us are going to be in this lifetime capable of speaking to the whales and dolphins. And that is what I'd like you to focus on when you get filled with sadness.
Well, you know, the universe, I have to say, Patricia, is leading me in two strong directions, and I'm connecting with two different past lives, and I've got to understand my roles in those past lives in order for me to move forward. The universe is really helping me with that, and it's unbelievable how the universe speaks to you if you will just look at the signs. Things that you don't normally pay attention to, well, for me, they validate something that currently I'm questioning in my mind. And so I know that I have a very specific path I'm to walk in this lifetime, and I'm working very hard on that. And I did want to call in, and I think you're such a wonderful, special, beautiful human being, and I just bless you, Patricia, and wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Denise, and I wish you the very, very same. And just remember, I'm not going away. I'm just going on hiatus.
We would hate to lose connection with you.
Yes,
so I hope you'll stay with us on Facebook.
Oh, I'm everywhere. I mean, you can't get rid of me. The big voice. I'm just taking a hiatus from the radio show, but I'll be everywhere else. So just stay tuned in. And thank you for all the good work.
Will you take care, Patricia?
Thank you, Denise. Denise.
Okay,
I just want to remind you that there's a beautiful sentence in the book, No More Secrets, No More Lies, that I feel is appropriate to mention here. Personal freedom and the spiritual progression of any civilization are formed from a fundamental understanding of how every thought affects and creates the greater reality. Just as the global reality imprints the personal experience. And, you know, we mustn't ever lose sight of that. We use this language, the all that is, all is one. You are me, I am you, we are one. But we've really got to get this. We've got to get it. And I, the eternal optimist, believe we are. That's what we're fighting for. That's what we believe in, or at least that's what I believe in. And I pose this question to you. What do you really believe in? What lofty thoughts, what higher ideals do you strive for? What do you believe in enough to die for? Have we still got the capacity to feel that way? Because the generations that preceded us believed in ideals. Principles. They were willing to die for them. What do you believe in so strongly, in that higher, lofty aspect of being a human being? This is important too. Hold before you like a mirror when you are drowning in those feelings of despair and like Denise said, the suffering of the animals. It's so hard. And the children and the dying and all of it. I really want you to hold an ideal up before you. What you want to create and send out into the ethers that all of us can be part of. And that creation in your mind never leaves you. Just no matter what the illusion that's being painted, whether it's coming from the high commanders or whether it's coming from the government and all this ridiculous power abuse. Hold those ideals in front of you and know that you came to this earth, probably tired of me saying this, but I'll never stop. You knew at the soul level when you would come in. How empowering is that? Just consider that. If you understand the absolute perfection of spirit, and that you're sitting or dancing or whatever it is, vibrating off on some other strings of reality, and decide to come in to this density, you knew exactly who the parents would be, who the characters would be, the main players, the karmic relationships. Let me interrupt myself by saying somebody recently said something about they heard that the new energy is coming and all of our karma is going to be burned instantly. And I reacted saying, I don't want to lose my karma. I don't want to burn my karma. I love my karma. My karma is what makes me who I am. At any rate, you come in, you've got this karmic bag with you, you come in with a purpose, man. Now is the time to remember what that purpose is. The lofty, higher purpose that you are here. And many of us know that it's to help Gaia be reborn. Whatever that is for you, hold it in front of you, knowing that at the soul level, you know what you're doing. And no matter what these chaotic influences are that surround you and that can imbalance the emotional body, you know what you are doing, my family. And you also know when you're going out. And this is the most important liberating thing about life. Understanding you set it up already. It's not haphazard. It's not going to be the terrorist's fault if you walk through a radar screen and end up on the wrong plane. You've got it already written. If you really understand that, you knew when you'd come in and you know when you knew when you go out, you truly can relax and get back to the idea that while you're in this tunnel of reality, what we call the third dimension, for God's sakes, make it special. Be fearless. I love that word, fearlessness. That is what I strive to bring to you in my work. It gets me emotional because it's probably the greatest accomplishment of being alive, reaching fearlessness, trusting everything that happens. And then you no longer have to say or even think, well, as long as it makes me safe. Because you know you are safe. There is no state of safelessness. You are. That's it. This is it. The show. Bang, bang. Walla kazam. I want to leave you with that excitement, for God's sakes. Don't tune out. Don't be afraid. Don't stop traveling. Don't hoard the food. Don't buy silver because you're afraid your dollars are not going to be. Come on, man. Go with the flow. Let's see what happens. Speak your truth. Get out there. Help other people understand that what matters now is power, fearlessness, and the power to stand in your truth. When you've got that, nothing can touch you. Oh, boy, I can't believe it. My time is almost up. Oh, I've got Donna online, too. Ah, I know this name. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna. Hi, Pat.
Can you hear me? Yes, I can.
What?
Oops. Are you there?
Donna. Yeah, I'm here, but can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you perfectly. Oh, I guess we had a bad connection there. Friends, I hope you'll come with me this year. I've got more planned experiences for this year than any other year. I've got the trip to Egypt in February. There's a lot of places available. This will be my smallest group ever. So for those of you who had the objection that you didn't want to go in a big group, this is your journey. And by the way, they're really turning the screws in Egypt and making it very much more difficult to journey there. I think I mentioned a couple of years ago that they really do want to shut down all the sites and close the Great Pyramid. They're talking about building a fake pyramid that tourists can visit. So please, really consider coming with me. This is a journey of a lifetime. I'm not sure how many more I'll be doing. So if you've got Egypt in your heart and you want to blow your chakras open, please write to me and sign up for this great trip, February 7th to the 20th. I've also got two trips to the Azores, swimming with dolphins, and a third one, which will be opening, I'll be posting soon, from the 24th of May to the 3rd of June, swimming with dolphins in the wild ocean and following the great whales and watching me put on a wetsuit, which is a lot of laughs, because, you know, I love laughter and humor. Hold on, I've got Jill from New York on line two. Hiya, Jill.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, Patricia. So glad to be able to tune in spontaneously. I joined your call, and at the same time that I'm listening to you, I received your copy of Where the Pharaohs Dwell, and
wow,
you're talking about Egypt. So I love the synchronicity.
So are you coming?
I guess I meant to, right?
That is pretty cool. Wonderful.
So I guess I'll see you in February. That is just too crazy.
That is wild. I'm thrilled about that. You know, the universe works in strange and mysterious ways. Oh, yes.
So anyways, I just wanted to say that because it was just a bizarre synchronicity of, you know, your book coming in. I'm tuning in, listening to you talking about Egypt. So I was like, okay, whatever is going to get unfolded, I'll find out.
And sometimes the universe points an arrow right at, like, X marks the spot. You either get it or you don't. Well, I hope so.
I don't know where you'll post your details or how I can learn about your trip and, you know, how to join you in February and all that, but I'm sure I'll find out.
Yeah, just go to the website, info@SyrianRevelations.net. is the email address. You can write to me and I will send you the registration information. It's going to be a fabulous trip. We're going to go also to Tel Amarna and walk in the sands of Akhenaten, the pharaoh who was an extraterrestrial. So it's going to be an unusually...
That sounds perfect.
It's going to be fabulous. Please write to me and get that trip.
Awesome. Anyways, thank you so much and I'm looking forward to reading this book.
I think you're going to enjoy it. I have a feeling since you can point at you.
I know. Well, we talked about, you know, what brought me to this book, so it'll be interesting. Apparently, you know, this is your story, but I think there were quite a few of us that were buried alive.
Yes, I believe so, too. Oh, wow. Okay, well, hold on to your seat when you read it.
Okay. All right, so I'll see you soon.
Thanks, I'll see you in Egypt.
Okay, bye.
Bye, love. Okay, I was talking about the other trips. The England trip, which is the crop circles, my yearly Mecca to the crop circles, is almost sold out. I think there are 3 spaces left on that journey. So please check my website, www.SyrianRevelations.net. Go to the Sacred Sites or Sacred Journeys page. And please know when I say that it's almost sold out, that's the truth. I'm blessed with such a great support from people who want to journey with me. And that'll mean you might have to go through the scanners and you just do it and smile at them saying, I'm on my way to one of the greatest sacred journeys of my lifetime. A whole great spirit to you. And with that thought, I'm going to have to sign out. I'm getting all sad. I can't believe I'm having separation issues. So count on me coming back in a few months. I'm sure I'll be back on BBS and lovely Dawn will find a time slot for me. And in the meantime, I'm all over the internet. I'll be doing interviews on other people's shows. Don't forget to tune in on November 26th at 9:30 p.m. Aaron McCollum on Blog Radio, 3-hour interview. I'll be the one interviewed. Much easier, by the way. And to all of you listening, to Carmel and Bruce and Denise and Jill and Vincente, all of you, Pablo, thank you for your support always through the years, and know that you're all in my hearts and that we are a force to be reckoned with, light workers for planet Earth. We came in with a mission and by God, we're going to fill it. And that is what makes us tick and makes us strong and celebrating, and nothing will stop. And with that, I leave you. My love around you always. Thank you for tuning in all these years to Beyond the Matrix, the radio program that dares you to think outside the box. And I love you for that. Bye-bye.